AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Republican Marco Rubio has a few more delegates to add to his slim count with his primary win in Puerto Rico. Senator Bernie Sanders won the Democratic caucuses in Maine. On the same day, he again debated Hillary Clinton.
Sanders attacked over Clinton's support of NAFTA and other deals, which he said have decimated manufacturing.
Disastrous trade agreements written by corporate America.
But she hit back over his vote against cash to save the auto industry.
If everybody had voted the way he did, I believe the auto industry would have collapsed.
As Sanders noted, automakers' money came from the Wall Street bailout that he could never accept. The two bickered and interrupted each other. Still, Democrats were pleased to note the clashes aired on CNN were nothing like the insult-filled shouting match that was Thursday's GOP debate. Mark Smith at the Democratic debate, Flint, Michigan.
Former First Lady Nancy Reagan, who has died at 94, is being remembered by retired AP reporter Jeff Wilson as a protector of her husband's image and legacy.
A lot of memories about her as the ultimate caretaker for a president or anyone with Alzheimer's disease. She was there for a decade protecting the president, keeping him out of public sight as Alzheimer's took over.
A weekend storm that rolled across California resulted in one death, plus evacuations and water rescues in some low-lying areas. Lisa Ragosa is a Pacifica resident.
It was really scary, actually. We were outside for a little while. We automatically came right back inside because it was too much.
Sound courtesy KGO-TV. Star quarterback Peyton Manning set to announce his retirement at a Broncos news conference today. AP football writer Arnie Stapleton says it's not a surprise.
He injured his left heel in July, really, and it bothered him for the whole season, and it really affected his throwing, and it led to the worst statistical season of his career.
This is AP Radio News. Federal judge scheduled today to sentence a former missionary from Oklahoma who was found guilty of sexually abusing children at an orphanage in Kenya. Matthew Lane Durham faces up to 30 years on each of four counts of engaging in illicit sexual conduct in foreign places. Jimmy Carter doesn't need any more cancer treatment.
Former President Jimmy Carter shared the good news with those attending one of his regular Sunday school lessons at Maranatha Baptist Church in his hometown of Plains, Georgia. A Carter spokeswoman says doctors will continue to perform scans on the 91-year-old to make sure cancer hasn't returned, and he would resume treatment if necessary. Carter had revealed in August that he had been diagnosed with melanoma that spread to his brain. Then in December, he announced a scan had found no sign of the cancer. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
According to the Lundberg survey, the average price of gas has jumped by 7 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks to $1.84 a gallon. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.